presidential candidates break bread.
Hillary is so corrupt.
Trading jabs and jokes.
I just want to put you all in a basket of adorables.
The case against an NSA contractor.
It could be the largest theft of U.S. government data in history.
NFL reopens a domestic violence investigation.
There was a pattern of abuse more than 20 times in recent years.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was dinner and a political show last night in New York City. On the heels of their final presidential debate, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton shared the stage at the Al Smith charity event, separated only by New York's Cardinal Dolan.
I've had a seat between our two candidates in what's probably the iciest place on the planet.
The candidates tried to break the ice with humor 18 days before the election. Trump sought laughs at the expense of a news media he says is biased, and his wife.
Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. My wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case.
But the Republican nominee drew jeers when he broke tradition by going into campaign mode.
Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. Here she is tonight, in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
That's a reference to disclosures in her campaign chairman's hacked emails.
I said no to some jokes that I thought were over the line. But I suppose you can judge for yourself on WikiLeaks in the next few days.
Clinton's material zinged Trump for his remarks about women.
People look at the Statue of Liberty and they see a proud symbol. Donald looks at the Statue of Liberty and sees a four. Maybe a five if she loses the torch and tablet and changes her hair.
Early voting begins tomorrow in one of the key battleground states in this election, Nevada, which has backed the White House winner in 25 of the last 26 elections. CBS's Steve Futterman looks at the struggle to strike political gold in the Silver State.
Hi, is this Orlando?
Both campaigns are working hard.
Hi, my name's Kathy, and I'm working with the Democratic Party here in Las Vegas.
The race here is tight.
Is it close? Is it within the margin of error? Absolutely.
That's CBS News senior political editor Steve Chigueras. Clinton is helped by strong union support and the state's large Hispanic population, but Nevada is also a state that strongly supports gun rights and has a powerful anti-government streak. That should help Trump. Last month, the polls showed Trump in front. Now Clinton has taken the lead. David Damore is political science professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Her campaign has the voter registration advantage, and they're just much better organized in the state.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
An NSA contractor charged with stealing government secrets appears in court today. Prosecutors now say the alleged theft by Harold Martin was breathtaking in its longevity and scale. Enough information to fill 200 laptops. CBS's Chip Reed at the White House.
Investigators claim he had sophisticated software that provides anonymous internet access and leaves no digital footprint on a device. Prosecutors are worried he's a flight risk and say he has communicated online with people in languages other than English, including in Russian.
A woman's death in a California car wreck last month has been the 11th linked to the defective Takata airbag inflators in the U.S. Her son says 50-year-old Delia Robles was driving a 2001 Honda Civic.
My mom was a very safe driver. Seatbelt was on always and stuff like that. She didn't text and drive.
Honda says it sent out 20 recall notices on that car over the last 8 years. Robles bought it just last year. More than 69 million airbag inflators have been recalled in the U.S. The defect causes them to explode with too much force, sending shrapnel into the vehicle. The military says an American soldier helping Iraqi forces try to retake Mosul was killed by a roadside bomb. ISIS militants attacked the city of Kirkuk today. CBS's Holly Williams is on the road that connects those two cities.
This looks like retribution by ISIS for what's happening on the battlefield around the city of Mosul, where it is losing fighters and territory. There were multiple explosions in Kirkuk this morning, suspected suicide bombs, and gunmen attacked at least one government compound.
The government expects an increase in Obamacare signups, but experts say the program will face higher premiums and fewer choices. What will health care look like under the next president? CBS's Barry Bagnato has a look in our series on the issues in campaign 2016.
Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced.
Donald Trump pledges with what?
Well, it's hard to say because he hasn't given many specifics.
InsuranceQuotes.com's Laura Adams says other than he wants a private system with an individual coverage mandate and insurance sales across state lines.
When you get rid of the lines, it brings in competition.
Hillary Clinton just wants to fix what's wrong.
A heck of a lot better than starting from scratch.
She'd add a public insurance option and to ease the burden of the poor on Obamacare, Adams says.
Clinton wants to expand Medicare by lowering the age of eligibility from 65 to 55.
The Democrat insists on free legal abortion.
Restrictions can be imposed as long as the life and health of the mother are taken into account.
Republican Trump wants states to decide, although when CBS's John Dickerson asked him if abortion is murder.
You don't disagree with that proposition?
No, I don't disagree with it.
He supports 6 weeks of paid maternity leave. Clinton wants 12 weeks. Both favor government relief for child care expenses. Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The National Football League has reopened a domestic violence investigation into New York Giants kicker Josh Brown now that new information has emerged. CBS's Dana Jacobson says Brown admitted repeatedly abusing his wife.
She told police that in 2014, Brown pushed her into the large mirror in their bedroom and then threw her on the floor and jumped on top of her. The documents also include emails and journal entries from Brown himself, where he writes, "I have abused my wife. I viewed myself as God, basically, and she was my slave."
Brown was never charged with a crime but did serve a one-game suspension at the start of the season. Some of the faithful are getting a look at previously off-limits parts of the Pope's sprawling summer residence for the first time. CBS News correspondent Seth Doan is at historic Castel Gandolfo outside Rome.
The Pope's predecessors, Benedict and John Paul II, were regulars, but Pope Francis has never spent a night here. This Pope has done away with formalities, the custom-made red shoes. He no longer uses a Mercedes as a Pope mobile, but often a Kia. So turning over his summer residence to tourists seemed like a logical next step.
It's been well documented that the Nobel Committee has tried but failed to get in touch with Bob Dylan since he was awarded the prize for literature. Well, for the first time, Dylan's website acknowledged the honor yesterday, but now the mention is gone from the website. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the 21st of October. The broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.